Thank you, Alan. Now we have our last selection of news items on this first part of Chatterbox. There is success for students in a business challenge. West Earlham Junior School is pleased with its Ofsted report, and Norwich School is pleased with the successful Oxford and Cambridge places for its students. But first, everyone seems to be getting in on the act so far as International Space Station is concerned, and a Norfolk school is no exception.
It may only last 10 minutes, but it will be the chance of a lifetime for a group of Norfolk children preparing to question a British astronaut live in the International Space Station. Ahead of the link-up with Tim Peake, the first publicly funded UK astronaut, 120 pupils aged 10 to 18 from 21 schools across Norfolk and Suffolk gathered at City of Norwich School for a special ground control day. As well as a keynote speech from Helen Mason, a reader in solar physics at Cambridge University, the event covered the technical side of the radio link itself and issues to do with physics and space more generally. Tim Hare, a Year 10 pupil at CNS, who is himself a radio ham enthusiast, will act as compere for the space link-up and said, "It's going to be incredible." The successful bid to hold a link-up with Mr. Peake was made by the Norwich School, CNS and Reefham High School. Stephanie Grant, a Norwich School teacher who helped organise the event, said, "The whole thing is a big warm-up for 2 weeks' time when we are going to talk to Tim Peake from the International Space Station. It's to inspire them and get them excited about the event." "They have been amazing," she said. "Some of them have been quite scientific about what might be happening to astronauts' bodies, and others have been quite philosophical. It's been a really good range from a really good range of ages."
Students from a city academy have reached the final of a football business competition. The group from Open Academy in Heartsease will represent Norwich City at the Premier League Enterprise Channel final in London on March the 9th. Oliver Chappell, Jack Straugler, Lewis Vincent, Jake Morrison, Kareem Alexander have already seen off competition from Cardiff City, Fulham, Queen's Park Rangers and Southampton. The business and skills-based challenge is run by the Premier League and Sports Relief, which this year tasks pupils with working on a strategy to encourage fans to spend more time at stadiums on match days. The pupils impressed the judging panel with their business ideas of early bird discounts on food and drink and a match day experience package.
The head teacher of a junior school, which inspectors have praised as good in all areas, has said work to improve pupils' confidence has been a key to its success. Ofsted said West Earlham Junior School was a happy and safe environment in a report due to be published later this month. It highlighted how children made much better progress in maths and writing from their starting points than the national average, and that pupils demonstrated kind, polite, and diligent attitudes because they are taught to apply learner values such as aspiration and resilience. The report said, "Pupils at West Earlham Junior School are extremely well cared for, very effectively taught, and achieving increasingly good outcomes." It added, "School leaders and governors ensure that all pupils and families receive excellent support and communication. As a result, attendance to school has significantly improved and pupils are greatly enjoying their time at school."
10% of upper sixth students at Norwich School have received offers of places at Oxford and Cambridge universities. Their success was echoed by achievements of state school pupils who last year attended the annual week-long summer school programme at Norwich School, which aimed to help them in applications to top universities and offered ongoing support and advice in the months which followed. Will Croston, who runs the summer school along with Peter Goddard, said, 12 Norfolk pupils were successful in gaining entry to Oxford and Cambridge. One had not only received an offer from Cambridge, but had reached a final stage of a Harvard application. A total of 11 Norwich School students with successful Oxbridge applications applied to go to Cambridge, and 5 applied to Oxford. Their subjects included biochemistry, biology, classics, geography, history, law, land economy, medicine, mathematics, philosophy, and psychology. The school said that while Oxbridge is an important part of its university application process, there was a big focus on supporting students in following the path that is right for them. In an address to all pupils at the school, Headmaster Stephen Griffith said, "Our job is to get our leavers to their destination and course of choice."
Dozens of children from across the county have converged on Langley Preparatory School to put their mathematical skills to the test. The Year 5 pupils from more than 20 schools took part in the first day of a maths challenge organised by former teacher Douglas Buchanan, with Year 6 pupils taking part the next day. Michael Stone, 9, from Langley Prep, said he enjoyed the event because he likes maths. He said, "It was not just doing sums. We did some really fun puzzles, as well as dominoes and tangrams." The deputy head added, "It probably stretches the vast majority beyond anything they would do in their lessons. I have been practicing with my class with some problem solving. A lot of children who think they are good at maths can compute very quickly, but they are not always good at applying that to problems, and it's a real opportunity, not necessarily for the best mathematicians, but the best problem solvers to come forward."
Well, that's all from
Liz
and Ian. Now we'll hand over to Pauline and Chris for part 2 of Chatterbox.